This is the guy you've been waiting for. The last one.
The last one. I don't want to be on TV.
How about the internet? Is that better?
Bill, nobody else does either.
No.
Well, so I'm going to talk a little bit about something that a lot of public entities are going towards. The legislature's obviously been live feeding their deliberations for a number of years. Several city councils do it. Many city councils do it. And now a lot of water districts and river authorities are starting to do it too. And so what we're bringing to you today is a resolution asking you to authorize us to install a system that would allow us to live feed our board meetings onto the internet so that folks could watch our board meetings without necessarily having to come here. It makes us more accessible to the public. Folks will have a chance to see the board's deliberations, see the materials that we put up here, see the board votes, hear our discussions, and all that fun stuff. So I'm going to show you a couple of different views of what that would look like. This is first is an example of what LCRA's live feed looks like. So this is kind of what you see from their website. Again, you can see the people presenting to the board, and then you obviously see their board. We looked at other examples. I think we looked at Trinity River Authority that has a similar setup. City of Waco, obviously, who's right here, we looked at their setup as well, and it was pretty similar to this. They have more of a rotating camera deal where they have somebody actually working a camera all the time to move it from one person to the other. That's a little bit more advanced than we want to get into. It probably costs more than what we're looking at. So this gives you an idea of kind of what we're looking at doing. And the way that this would work is we would have a link on our website that would run through YouTube that someone could click on while the board's meeting, so on a Monday at 8 o'clock. And they would be able to choose between three different views of the board. Obviously, two of them are coming from these angles, and one of them's coming from the back of the room. This one down here on the left, the far left, we would likely zoom in a little bit more. That's just an example, but we would want to zoom it in so that people who look at that angle could see content, i.e. what we're presenting up here while they're watching the board meeting. So that would actually probably be a little bit closer so they could probably see this person and the content. And then these would obviously be the two board meetings, or the two board angles. They would be able to choose between one of three of these, or they could actually do a split screen and see all of them if they wanted to. But
the viewer, they would all be up there, the viewer.
Instead of us having to have somebody operate a camera. So the cameras, again, would go here, here, and one back there. In terms of cost, we already have money in the budget to afford this. Again, we're doing it through YouTube so that, you know, we don't have to buy any sort of software that makes it extremely expensive, and we have money in the budget to purchase the cameras that we need in order to do these three angles. So it's pretty simple for us to be able to do. Again, provides transparency, lets the public see our deliberations, and when you get to the point where the question is, you know, why can't you or why aren't you, and you don't have much of a good answer, you know, then we probably should. So that's our recommendation today.
Two quick points. I told this to the Audit Committee. We had a shot here when we were looking at different things, the camera was back here. Mm-hmm. I looked down here in this area, and I thought, who's that whole bald-headed guy down there? It turned out to be me, and I wasn't aware of that. The other thing is we haven't budgeted for the cosmetic cost that it's going to take to get everybody made up.
And what we'll do is we'll likely spend we'll spend the time between now and the January board meeting getting everything set up. This would be live at the January board meeting is when we would actually have our first live feed meeting. We'll try to work out the kinks between now and then. I say we, I mean Courtney and her people will work out the kinks. I'll have very little to do. Yeah, presuming a positive vote, yes. But Courtney and her folks would be working out the kinks as far as, you know, one of the things that we thought about is, given the way the microphones are set up, what you don't want is a person watching on the internet to be able to hear any sort of sidebar conversations that interfere with what they're hearing up here. So we'll have to figure out how we work that in terms of making sure there's no interference. But again, that's some of the stuff we'll go through as we work to get it put up.
Who's asking for this?
It's not necessarily that someone specific is asking for it. It's just the general direction that a lot of public entities are going in terms of making their deliberations more open.
I tell you, the public. The two audits that we got, they both asked for it and said that you guys aren't transparent enough in your deliberations. And you'll see whenever you get the report that the word transparency is a new buzzword that will be at the very forefront of this next legislative session. So the answer is we're trying to get out ahead. If you don't want to get out ahead, well, then let's not get out ahead. But that's the logic.
Yeah. Well, while not official, it'll likely be one of the recommendations of the Legislative Budget Board review that we look to live feed our board meetings.
You'd have to sit through the whole thing just as you now. You'd have to. I mean, the minutes are available, right?
Right.
So somebody can listen to everything that's said right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, what I'm saying right now is being recorded.
That's correct.
Forever and ever. For posterity.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think the difference is whether or not they're able to see it after the fact or during. I think would be the difference. One of them's live, the other one's after the fact. Whether or not that makes much of a difference.
And there'll be an option. Because I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you want to go and say, I want to see item number 16. After the fact, you can go to item number 16, and that's all you have to look at.
And this, right, and this will replace the audio minutes that we currently keep. Right now we keep audio minutes that would be replaced by video minutes.
So it'll stay on our archive?
Correct.
So they can go back, or mm-hmm. How long would we archive that?
What's the archive number, David?
Right now we just did
it
like the last meeting.
No, not that. How long do we keep record retention? How long do you have to keep it?
Yeah, all of a sudden, everything's permanent.
It's long enough.
It's permanent.
But we would.
Do we have a record retention?
We have a storage problem.
Yes.
So I mean, that should stay out.
No, because we'll convert them to digital. Over time, so they don't all stay up on our website. I think on the website right now, we probably have the last 8 years worth of minutes. I believe. Somewhere around there. And as we run out of space, obviously we'll replace those and then archive the other ones. This would be a resolution. Happy to read it if there are no more questions. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the development and implementation of a live video system to broadcast future board meetings in real time via the Internet.
You heard the reading by Richard. Second. Somebody. Gene. Poll the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Bell.
No, here, go.
Director Belt.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Bashirs?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Remarkably, yes.
Director Kilgore?
Oh, yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
No.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.